Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. And we, of course, would love to hear from you. So if you want to hear us, well, if you want to hear yourself talk, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're afraid to call us, as always, we encourage you to email us your questions, comments, concerns. It's smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, questions, comments, concerns, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. If you social network, you're on Facebook, you can ask to jump into the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J, he is the shiny cheeks. He has very shiny cheeks.
What is up with you and the shiny thing and him being shiny all the time? What is
he got shiny forehead, he's got shiny cheeks. You look at his face structure.
He's just shiny. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
He wakes up with coconut oil.
Okay.
He likes sweat it out. Without sweating. Don't tell him I said that. Anyway. If you're on Facebook, you can jump into the Smooth Drama group. And anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, we'll add you back, and we can talk about it. Also, at the end of the show, on the Smooth Drama site, smoothdrama.com, we do a little after show, like 10 minutes after the show, just decompress, talk about what we talk about. In the meantime, in between time, Tales from the Apocalypse.
Da, 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 da. Okay, so was the Rocky theme is that's
no,
different.
I stopped it.
Okay.
Right. So, you know, it's a lot of stuff out here, right? So, and these are the only things that happen during the apocalypse. For example, you know, like Kanye West is the go-to guy for rappers now. Like, if you know how rappers get in trouble, right, Brown Sugar? And because they want to boost their career, I'm going to jail. Because, you know, that's how I get that street cred, right?
Yeah.
Then they realize, hey, okay, I might get COVID. And then some of them realize that there are dudes in there that want to have sex with you. They don't realize some of that till they actually get there. And they're like, oh, man, Long Dick Willie in here. And he look at me as barbecue chicken. And so, you know, the judges are like denying them. So there's some rapper, YNW Melly. I ain't never heard of him. The judge denied him getting out, so he tweeted, Kanye, hey, free me. Yeah, Kanye and Kim Kardashian, you know, they got that.
Oh, they are the liberators, huh?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
You want to get free? Yeah, you want to get free? You got to bow down to Kanye now. Tales from the Apocalypse.
Interesting. Very interesting.
You can't even make this stuff up. It's like, so you go to the crazy guy. Then there's Florida man. They're opening up the beaches in Florida. So there's an attorney there's like, hey, I'm gonna be on the beach dressed up as the Grim Reaper, walking around the different beaches.
If you want to get your message across.
Oh, yeah. He's getting it across. All right. He's like, you know what? I'm putting it out there. I'm going to dress up as the Grim Reaper. It's like hot on the beach, though. So you got the Grim Reaper clothes on. You might burst into flame. But I guess, I mean, because we say that.
I was
going to
say it's the Grim Reaper, though. So the Grim Reaper doesn't have any. Right?
Well, I mean, theoretically. But see, when we talk about real live people, you burst into flame. Although I guess it's good because they say if it's over 80 degrees, you know, sun, whatnot, you don't have to worry about it because the virus can't exist. So maybe that's why people are like, hey, we're going to go to the beach. Just don't sit in the shade and it gets to 75. Is that possible?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've heard before, not necessarily for this situation, but sunlight does help when you have, you know, when you're sick, to get outdoors and all that. But I don't know. This seems to be a little bit more serious than your typical cold or flu. So,
yeah. So now there was a guy. Since we're talking about Tales of Apocalypse, there was a dude that was, he was arrested because he went to whatchamacallit, he went to Disneyland.
Why was he arrested?
Well,
it's not open.
Right. So he was like, this is a good time to go. Because he went to Disneyland and the California Adventure, right? And so, you know, I know I was curious about what was over there. I just didn't want to pay money to get into it.
California Adventure?
Yeah. So.
Well, that's been around for quite some time now, so I'm confused.
Yeah, but see, if you. So,
but they did redo it, though. So.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So I'm somebody who probably wouldn't go to California Adventure Park. Like, unless
really?
I'm taking a kid, right? So you got to take little kids to that. So just on my own, probably not going to go. There's no pull for it. Right? So I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So he may have been curious. Like, you know what? I want to see what goes on here. So I'm going to go to the California Adventure Park. You get to walk around. Apparently they caught him. He was on security camera, 1024. He jumped the fence, just walking around.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was by Guardians of the Galaxy ride. So he was like, you know what? He was just imagining himself playing there.
I'm gonna say, because who else was there? Like, who was there to and do the ride? And, you know what I mean? To put him on the ride.
Well, they have security. So, I mean, no one's there. But I'm guessing the silent alarms, whatever they have.
Yeah, but for him to go, like, why would you go? And there's nobody there to, like, for you to experience the ride. There's nobody there if you get, you know. There's nobody there.
So
like
can
you
I,
said,
can
but
I,
security.
Can I give you my theory?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So
if
maybe,
I said no, would you not do it?
Probably not.
Go ahead.
Hell no, I don't want to hear that. My theory is he went, he watched Zombieland. And was like, you know what? There's no one there. It's a good time for me to go there. Maybe he was searching for Twinkies, like Oh boy, Woody Harrelson. That's my theory. He watched Zombieland, mm-hmm. was like, I'm going to go to the amusement park. There's nobody there. Why not?
Oh, yeah, just like, yeah, because he wanted to go and see, yeah, what was that? The Elvis. What is that? Wherever Elvis thing is. That's what he was searching for.
Well, yeah, he went to, yeah. he wanted to go to Graceland, too. But
yeah, Graceland.
Yeah, the girls went to the California amusement. They went to one of them amusement parks in L.A., and so it's like maybe he was Zombieland. That's my theory.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stick with it. A man burned down the she shed, his mother's she shed. Is there a mm-hmm. he shed?
No, that's a man cave.
Okay. So a she shed is a female
Is the equivalent to, yes. Yeah.
So you would, in a cave, a shed, you would hang out in a shed.
Well, it's not necessarily a shed. It's like, okay. like a man cave. You're not necessarily in a cave.
it's a man cave. Yeah, I know the terminology, but I'm saying it's a she shed. So it's a shed. You're just hanging out in the shed. That's just awesome.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if you want to say that, I guess so. Men hang out in a cave and women hang out in a shed. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, is that a place where, because yeah, I saw there's a commercial that talks about burnt down my she shed.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah.
So
it's a woman's place of solitude. How about that? Where no men are invited. No children, no men.
Okay.
No mothers.
What?
It's a woman's place of solitude.
You said no mothers, though. That's
yeah, like my mother or my mother-in-law.
So hold on. So your mother and mother-in-law can't go into the she shed, even though it's a shed for she's?
It's who I would want to be there. It's my place of solitude, my place of serenity.
All right. Okay. I see you being a hater now. She shed. It's my place. I sit in the shed by myself.
Yeah, exactly. A man cave is the exact same thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's who you want down there. Who do you want down there?
So, like,
it's your place.
All right. So, I have a man cave, right? So, if I have a man cave, it's just stuff that I like. So, it's gonna have a bunch of comic books, and I'd have a space where I could just project movies, whatever. That's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my drawing stuff. That's it.
Yeah. So who do you want in that with you, though?
I don't give a damn. If you're entertaining, you can come. If you're not, stay the hell home. Ooh.
Well, exactly my point, though. That's what I'm saying. No men, no children, and no mothers. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Fortress of solitude. I hear you.
Exactly. Thank you.
All right. Well, okay. I guess with that one, we're going to go.
I don't see what's so hard the big deal. I don't see what the big deal is.
I mean, I'm just saying, it's a she shit. See, I didn't know man cave meant that no woman can go in there. I just said, oh, this is.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that nobody. It's your personal space. So if you're a married man, and you know your wife is going to come in and try and change some things or not like some things, would you want her in there? If she's going to come down there and interrupt your serenity, your quiet time, do you want her in there?
Well, it's all in what you're using it for. So I guess if the woman has a she shed and she's like, that's my spot, then, hey, I don't go into the she shed. Even if you say there's a snake or mice or whatever, I'm not going in there.
No, you're coming in there to get those things out.
No. See, that's the solitude right there. No, if that's your spot, I'm not coming into your spot ever. Just like,
You're going to come in there eventually, because if that's the case, then I'm going to have to take over your spot. So you can either help me with mine on occasions, or I can intrude on yours.
Woo, that right there, that don't even sound right. So man cave can't be the man cave, but the she shed, you can't come in there unless, hey, I need you to perform these duties.
I mean, you're in and out, though. You're not staying.
Anyway.
You're not staying.
I don't know. Yeah. That don't even sound right. And on that note, we're going to go.
Yeah.
I'm disagreeing with you. You're going to go on break.
I know, of course.
This is Outkast. The Quimmin Nine.
Even the sun goes down, heroes eventually die. Horoscopes often lie, and sometimes lie. Nothing is for sure, nothing is for certain. Nothing lasts forever, but until they go to the curtain. It's a Gemini, a Gemini. Now it's time to get on mics by least and get on the bus. Go get your work and keep your beef for chirping, it's a must. Get you on that duck, corn start, familiar with that smack, man. The music is like that green stuff, about to cheat by sack, man. Pac-Man, how many fuck you think we gon' do that, man? Ride on national, they teams, ride no gap, man. I'm scrap, man. Get rid of the bus on anything like that, man. Me and my nigga, we roll together like Batman and Rob Band. We pray to get through hard times, going hard, but it's fitting. But now we tapping the brakes from off them corners that we be bending. And Volkswagen and Bonneville, Chevrolet and Cooperville. If you ain't got no rims, nigga, go get no wood break steel wheel. You can go chill out in steel field. That's a paper sack instead of going to old key and pay your fucking people bill, bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even the sun goes down, heroes eventually die. Horoscopes often lie, sometimes why. Nothing is for sure, nothing is for certain.
Never ever, but it's him and I, or Twice upon a time, there was a boy who died and lived happily ever after. But that's another chapter. Live from home of the brave with $30, beauty parlors, baby ballers, bowling balls and parlors, street scholars, nature and culinary arts. You know how to work bread, cheese, and dough from scratch. See the catches you can't get taught. Know what you're selling, what you're about, so cut that big talk. Let's walk. Super rich, meet me halfway. Now you may see some shilling dead off in the pathway. Just them four babies walking slowly to the candidate. It's looking bad, need some hope, like the birds, maybe. Yeah, we're probably more than a hobby, but my turntables get wobbly, they don't fall. I'm sorry, y'all, I often drift. I'm talking gifts, so when it comes, you never look the horse inside its grill. Of course, you know I feel like the barrel of bad news. Don't want to be it, but it's needed, so what have you? That question, is every nigga with dreads for the cause? Is every nigga with goals for the fall? No, you don't get caught up in appearance. It's Outkast, Quimmin Nine, another black experience.
Okay, even the sun goes down, heroes eventually die. Horoscopes often lie, and sometimes why. Nothing is for sure, nothing is for certain. Nothing lasts forever, but until they close the curtain, it's him and I, or Quimmin and I.
Big boy, daddy fast back, the nigga that likes them Cadillacs. I stay down with these streets, cause these streets is where my folks at. Better know that, and say we pro-black, but we professional. You missed a lot of the shit, so the music is our confession. Get all the tests, but send the nutsack.
We bust around, we bust back. Get back. The real niggas is out here trying to spit back. You hear that, you can't come near that. Maybe you need to quit. It's a criminal query, and a Gemini running shit like this.
My mind walks in bands, folks, the wind, count the 10, meet the twin, Andre Van. Welcome to the lion's den. A red gen, no damn, any man comprehend. I extend myself, so you go out and tell a friend. Sin all depends on what you believe in. And faith is what you make it. That's the hardest shit to simply win. Alien can blend right on in with your kin. Look again, cause I swear I spot one every now and then. It's happening again. Wish I could tell you when. Andre, this is Andre. Y'all is just gonna have to make amends.
Sun goes down, heroes eventually die. Troubles go, often lie, and sometimes why. Nothing is for show, nothing is for certain. None lasts forever, but until they close the curtain. It's him and I, a son and I.
Together you guys move, rumble, smooth, rumble.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Outkast, Quimini. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, since we're on this segment, we might as well just go on and go in. How are we going to go in, Brown Sugar? You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Ready? All right. All right. Dumbass of the week. Most people know about the teenagers that are on new social media space that I refuse to go to, TikTok, because I'm like, I already know about YouTube. I don't need to see people doing ridiculous stuff on video. I can't do it. Maybe it's the old guy in me now. I'm that dude that I just hate now, just for no reason.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's no reason. It's a reason. You had many experiences with it, so.
Yeah.
I'm just over it.
Stephanie Freeman and Jeffrey Hume. They thought, and this is why social media is just dumb. It's cool but dumb at the same time. They did a video, of course, talking about black people, where today we're making N-words. They poured in cups of water, and they said, don't have a dad, black eating watermelon and fried chicken, as well as raw people. And the one that said, make good choices, they didn't pour in there. They were expelled from school, and then the girl comes out, and now she's a little upset. She went on Instagram and said, black people ruined my life. They can't function in a society, so they took my future. They're mad me and my boyfriend proved the point. All they know how to do is act ghetto and race. All right. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties for some reason. When I talk about the racist dumbass of the week, got cut off. So let me continue. We still there? Mm-hmm. Are we still there, Brown Sugar?
I'm still with you.
No. Okay.
I'm here. Right.
So if you were listening to the show, whatnot, please call back in. Sorry about the technical difficulties. Something happened where our feed was cut off. So, back to where I was. So she was indignant. I do not care anymore. White power, right? So after she got expelled and the college that she wanted to go to wouldn't allow her to go, she came out and said, "I want to apologize for the abhorrent video I posted. I know in my heart." All right. Third time's the charm. Maybe I shouldn't be talking about the racist TikTok video.
I was going to say, maybe this isn't, I don't know, maybe they have something to do with it.
Yeah. So anyway.
It's mighty funny.
Yeah. She was kicked out of school, expelled of high school, and the college that she wanted to go to wouldn't allow her in. And so she is a little bit upset. And she said
they were
that,
both on Instagram or one of those things crying about how their life is ruined.
Yeah. Yeah. She said I believe blacks are human too, made in the image of Christ. I have disappointed God and I want to apologize. Please don't contact my college. It's my future, and one mistake should not ruin a life.
Mm.
Yeah.
To me, that wasn't enough, but yeah.
Yeah. Dumbass of the week. Dumbasses, whichever one you want to call them.
You
say stupid stuff, and all of a sudden, oh, I can't do what I want to do. Y'all ruining my life. Why are y'all ruining my life? I'm so hurt and confused. I just said stupid shit. Why do y'all care? Damn it. We used to be able to get away with this. And now y'all out here calling us on our stuff. It ain't right. It just ain't right. That was it.
That's how they feel.
Yeah. Stephanie and whatever his name is. I forgot his name already.
Yeah, I didn't know either one of them names. White boy and white girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dummy number one.
Is that politically incorrect?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cruelty. All
right. Don't do that. on a more positive note, apparently people are still doing the dumb stuff. Spitting on food. I'm gonna say this. I don't know how people are gonna take it, but before COVID, spitting on food and coughing on food was not cool.
I thought so too. I thought it was like disgusting and wrong too. Even before, I don't remember anybody doing it too much before this. But it's also weird that now that this has happened, they decide to do it.
Now's the time that I'm going to spit on food and cough on food. Like it was cool before. Like that's the it thing to do.
Yeah, which I don't understand that. But
it's how we want to be noticed.
I guess.
Look at me. I'm chewing fruit and spitting back into the fruit bin. I just wonder. You know, Daytona woman. Spits on the fruit bin in the Walmart. Like, yeah. This is what's hot in the streets.
And her reason for doing it, she said, was what?
No reason. Hey, okay. I mean, what people do for fame now. I don't know why, but I guess getting arrested for taking a bite of fruit and spitting it back into the fruit bin is what, you know, that's going to get me some clicks. I don't know. And my over under. So we're a month and a half in, going on, you know, we're going to be going on 2 months here. I'm taking your guesstimate bets now. How long before we have like toilet paper in the store again?
When all of this is over, I mean, I think like food supply will go back to normal for the most part, and like essential supplies.
Well, you know,
everything else may not go back to normal, but I think those things will.
No, it's not gonna get.
I didn't hear you.
When the toilet paper not gonna be cracked? When is toilet paper not going to be crack anymore?
I think when we, I think when things, you know, pretty much even out. I mean, it's kind of evening out now for toilet paper. Bleach and wipes and any disinfectant is hard to get now. But the toilet paper, if you go early, paper towels, all that. But what I did find out is that they're not ordering them as often now. And when they do order them and the shipment does come in, the employees get first choice. And there
okay.
is no limit for what they can get. So, like, if I work at Target and when I see that the shipment has come in, then or I'll call my family, you know, they'll call their family to come in.
I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying. I'm like the over
so
under.
So I feel like, you know, now to the point, it should be to the point where everybody has everything that they need, and whoever is hoarding should have hoarded enough. I mean, you can only have so much anyway. So I feel like it should be kind of like tapering off now, where it should just be normal. Like I have seen toilet tissue in Target, in a few Targets. I didn't need any, so I didn't get any.
Yeah, I didn't even go on Target, so maybe that's where I'm stuck. I don't need any, but I'm like looking. Can I walk in that aisle and look on the shelf and see it? And you know, because I'm
kind
of afraid.
It was bars, but it was
Yeah, but I'm afraid to go into a store. And going to the toilet paper, I don't know. I don't want to get stabbed or anything. It's, you know, folks, crazy.
Because now with the lines and they're only letting a certain amount of people in the store at a time, really this is the ideal way to shop. I mean, I love it. I don't necessarily particularly care for the line. Luckily, I haven't stood in a line longer than 20 minutes. But once you get in the store, nobody's in there. They're not rushing you to leave either. So, I mean, it's really nice. I enjoy it.
Well, yeah. I mean, trips to the store, trips to the mechanic.
Yeah, that's about all you can do. Yeah.
Right.
You know, well, they're saying that they're going to close, you know, some of the stores. I know there was not too long ago they were saying that they were going to have, like, Target and Walmart stop selling toys and clothes and stuff because people are going in there, you know, and that's their outing. But I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to buy anything I don't need just financially anyway. But, yeah, I will admit that is an outing for me. That is a way to get out of the house. I mean, shoot, what do you want?
Yeah, what's funny is I go back years ago. was a family friend, was a bowler, and had a tournament in Modesto. So went to Modesto, see him stopped over at the Walmart, and people were in Walmart. They were like dressed up. They had on heels. It was like people were like dressed up like going to the club to Walmart in Modesto, and I was like, wow, this is the place. Now you fast forward like 10, 11 years later, and you see that's weird. It's like going to the grocery store. It's just like, that's your adventure now. It's like, man, I went to the store.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a good day today.
That's what I feel like, too. I feel like I've accomplished so much today. I went to Target. I went to Safeway. I've accomplished so much. Yeah, that's what you feel like, you know, or like you got over on somebody.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
I got out the house. You were trying to keep me down, and I got out, you know.
Exactly. I remember one Saturday just being out, and I was like taking pictures, you know, backgrounds for my comic book, and it was like I felt good. I was out there. I was like, I took some pictures. It's like, I stuck my chest out like, yeah, I took pictures. Little stuff. Just make you feel good about yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. But we gotta get back to some hate here. Hater of the week.
Okay.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. So, hater of the week. Carolyn Goodman, Las Vegas mayor. She was on CNN, and she offered up, all you Las Vegas residents out there, your mayor that y'all voted for, at least 30% of y'all voted for, I'm guessing. That's about right. It's about 30% people vote. She offered up Las Vegas to be that control group. Like, she was arguing we got to open back up, right, and get everything together. And so Anderson Cooper was asking her what you mean, and she said, talking about social distance, and she says, how do you know until we have a control group? We offered to be a control group. Anybody who knows anything about statistics knows that, for instance, you have a vaccine, you give a real vaccine. So Anderson Cooper asked her, you're offering for the citizens of Las Vegas to be a control group to see if your theory on social distancing, and she stopped and said, yeah, I did offer. It was turned down. Carol Goodman, y'all.
Okay.
Carolyn, you get it right. Mayor of Las Vegas. Offered y'all up as a control group. You know what? Let's see if it works. Some of you died.
And you know what?
You found out.
Yep. Now you know. Yeah. How are we going to find out?
Yeah. How are we going to find out? Unless we put it out there into work.
Yep.
Las Vegas.
Even though we already know.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see when and how we open back up. It's going to be very interesting to see.
You mean California?
Oh, everywhere.
Or just like back down south, they're talking about how they're opening up with us first.
Yeah.
So, for me, I just feel like, you know, unless I have to go back to work, I won't be doing too much of any of that stuff anyway. Because work would probably be the only thing I would be doing.
Yep. On that note, we're going to take a break. This is Nas. Made you look.
let's get it all in perspective. For all y'all enjoyment, a song y'all can set with. Y'all appointed me to bring rap justice, but I ain't 5-0, y'all know it's not, yo. Great goose and a whole lot of hydro. Only describe us as soldiers, survivors. Stay laced in the best, well dressed with finesse in the white team, looking for white meat. Saw a girl who fly and talk so nicely. Put her in the coop so she can feel the nice breeze. We can drive through the city, no doubt, but don't say my car's topless. Say the titties is out. Newness, here's the anthem. Put your hands up that you shoot with, count your loot with. Push the pool stick in your new crib. Same hand that you hold with. Swing around like you're stupid. King of the town. Yeah, I've been that. You know I click clack. Where you and your men's at? Through the smurf, through the wild baseball bat. Rooftop like we bringing 88 back. Stay shooting. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. With them gangsters, with them dimes at. Stay shooting. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. With them gangsters at, with them dimes at. This ain't rapping, this is street rock. Now get up off your ass like your seat pot. My live niggas lit up the reefer. Truck in the car, we got the street sweeper. Don't start none, won't be none. No reason for your man to panic. You don't want to see no ambulance. Knock a pimp drink down in his pimp cup. That's the way you get Timberland up. Let the music diffuse all the tension. Ball up convention, free admission. Hustlers, dealers, and killers can move swift. Girls get close, you can feel where the gold kept. All my just coming homies paroling. Get money, leave the beef alone slowly. Get out my face, you people so phony. Pull out my waist, the eagle so phony. Stay shooting. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. With them gangsters, with them dimes at. Stay shooting. I made you look. You a
together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
Hello.